Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 35, More Than Conquerors, Romans 8:37. Let me give you this verse slowly, because it deserves to land. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Notice where this happens. Paul doesn't say, after all these things. He says, in all these things. Just a few lines before this verse, he names tribulation, distress, danger. These aren't poetic abstractions. These are the things that tighten your chest at 3 in the morning. These are the things you are carrying right now as you listen to me. And it is precisely there, in the middle of all of it, that this promise takes root, not on the far side of the storm, inside it. And the promise is not simply, you will survive. The Greek pushes far beyond that. The word Paul uses is hypernikomen, hyper-conquerors. Not barely making it, not patching the wound and pressing on. Overwhelmingly winning, a victory that exceeds the very thing it faces. But here is the part that changes everything, through Him who loved us. Not self-belief, not willpower, not talking yourself into it. The conquering Paul describes doesn't originate inside you. It flows through Christ. It is strength borrowed from a finished cross. The work is already done. You are not fighting to earn God's love. You are fighting from within a love He has already given you completely. And when Paul says, who loved us, that verb is past tense. It points backward. It points to the cross. The proof of God's love is not a future hope. It is a historical fact. He loved you in a way that cost Him everything. So the confidence you carry today is not wishful thinking. It is faith anchored in real evidence. Now hear me carefully, because this is the heart of it all. Being more than a conqueror, in this verse, does not mean being exempt from pain. It is not a promise that the hard thing will vanish. It is something deeper than that. It is the promise that you are inseparable from the love of God. Tribulation cannot cut that line. Distress cannot cut it. Danger cannot cut it. Nothing you are facing today has the power to separate you from the One who loved you and proved it once and for all. The deeper victory is not the absence of suffering. It is the unbreakable presence of love inside it. And that changes how you walk into your day. So today, before breakfast, I want you to do one thing. Name out loud the hardest thing you are carrying right now. Don't pretend it isn't there. Look at it, call it by its name, and then speak over it. Even here, I am more than a conqueror. Not as a magic phrase, as faith. Faith grounded in a love that has already been proven. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.